In Anchorage, attendees at the North Pacific Fishery Management Council meeting have spent the past week worrying about stellar sea lions. They've been waiting to hear if the National Marine Fisheries Service will put in place major fishing restrictions to protect the endangered species and wondering how strict those measures will be. But in the Pribilof Islands, there's only been good news about the stellar sea lions coming from nymphs. The agency is awarding $158,000 to the St. Paul Tribal Government as part of the Species Recovery Grants to Tribes program. That funding will be used to study the sea lion diet. For the next 3 years, a small team will primarily be looking at the type of fish the stellar sea lions eat. And because some residents of St. Paul hunt the sea lions for subsistence, they'll also be measuring for contaminants. Philip Zavadil is the director of the Ecosystem Conservation Office for the Tribal Government of St. Paul, and he explains why his community is so concerned about the decline of the sea lion population.
The population of stellar sea lions needs to remain stable for a few reasons. One, just so those animals are around and part of the ecosystem. Two, and probably the most important for the community, is that the customary and traditional practice of hunting stellar sea lions and eating sea lions and sharing that with people in the community remains intact.
In August, NIMS released its draft biological opinion on stellar sea lions and proposed the closure of the Atka mackerel and Pacific cod fisheries in the western Aleutian Islands. That's because of concern that the sea lions might be competing with commercial fishermen for food, which could be contributing to their decline. Since the Pribilof team will be monitoring what fish the sea lion consume, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will be paying close attention to their results. But Sean Ledwin, who is an ecologist with NOAA Fisheries, says that the project mostly has value for its local relevance.
We'll probably get used in any analyses that we do, or potentially get used in management decisions, but that's the data has to speak for itself.
NIMS also awarded grants to four other tribal governments across the United States for the purpose of protecting threatened species. The Macaw Tribe in Washington was another grant recipient, and it will also be focusing on stellar sea lions, in addition to studying threats to humpback whales and southern resident killer whales. The grants are for this fiscal year, and they amounted to nearly $1 million. This is the second year the program has been in place. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.